Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Khususan ala sayyidi rusul wa khatam al-anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Amma ba'd. Many parents believe that the way to judge the success of your parenting is to see how obedient your child is. That if I tell them to do something, they do exactly that. That may partially be true in certain areas, that getting obedience out of your children is a sign of some sort of success. But true success comes when you train your young girls and boys to think critically and make the right decisions. That they're able to have the courage to stand in the face of truth, even if the one they're standing to is their own beloved father or mother. That for many of us would lead us to an eruption of rage, because in our minds, the father or mother could never ever be wrong. And it's a conversation that causes many of us to be very uncomfortable. And as our children grow and as they turn into adults, there's always that one conversation, maybe when they're in their teens or when they've hit their 20s, where we will be on one end of the conversation advocating for something, and then our very own child is standing on the other side and claiming something very different. Is it possible that the other person may even be correct? And then sometimes parents, they say that you have no right to disobey your parent. In most cases, this is actually true. In most cases, to be very upfront, obedience to the parents is established in the Quran emphatically, repeatedly. But at the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. That there is no such thing as being obedient to any creation, anyone. Doesn't matter if they're a scholar, a parent, a grandparent, it doesn't matter who it is. If that obedience comes at the cost of being disobedient to your parents, we have to be willing to accept as human beings that we are flawed. No matter how intelligent we think we are, and as older we get, we become more firm on our opinions, that the other person may have a point. This is why one of the scholars, when his student was graduating, he said to him, don't ever claim to be God and don't claim to be prophet. The prophet's claim is obey me alone, and God's claim is that my word is right. So don't be that person that you have to follow exactly what I say, or you have to believe everything that I say. Now, if what you're saying is backed by revelation, then that's another thing. But we're talking about common conversations and how people hold different opinions. So we come to the Qur'an today to see how this plays out in the life of a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salam. who's raised by his father. Now, according to many historians and mufassirun, the individual that he's actually in conversation with wasn't his father, it was his uncle. And the Quran refers to him as the father because in the absence of the father, the uncle is like the father. So even though the Quran says, إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ أَزَرْ, under the tafsir of that, because Allah says, when his father Azar said to him, many mufassirun hold the position that Azar actually wasn't his father, that was his uncle. So just to put that into context, while you're reading these verses, both opinions are there. We're going to go with the more literal verses of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him as Abihi, Abihi, his father. And that's how we're going to translate for our session today. Ibrahim alayhi salam receives revelation. He receives clarity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He approaches his father because the first person that he wants to share this good with is his very own father. He approaches his father, and this is a lesson because when you have something to offer, the people who should be the first beneficiaries of your knowledge, of your kindness, are your own family members. It's actually quite amazing that people, they're so religious and so kind and so jolly and welcoming. If you ask them, if you ask their friends, what kind of person is so-and-so, they'll say, absolutely amazing, always smiling. You ask their child, they say, he's a Scrooge. You ask their parent, they say, batamiz, disrespectful. You ask the spouse and they say, never will give you the time of the day. But for everyone else, with a big smile, opening the door up, here you go, you're welcome. And when it comes to their people at home, there's no love there. Ibrahim alayhi salam teaches us that where he has this mission, he takes it first and foremost to the one that is closest to him, he goes to his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Maryam, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا, and mention in the book Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was a truthful man and he was a prophet. Now the conversation, the story begins. إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي. He is a prophet of Allah approaching his father. He knows this conversation is going to be tense. How does he approach his father? How does he tell his father that his father is wrong? How does he oppose him and take a stance? Because this is a very critical issue. It doesn't matter what culture you belong to or what religion you belong to. When you hold, take a stance against your parents, that's a make it or break it moment. How does he do it? The first thing we learn from Ibrahim alayhi salam is that even though he's on the opposite side of his father in this discussion, his adab and respect does not leave him for a single moment. His love, it pours out. When he addresses his father again and again, he says, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, Ya Abati. Ya Abati, if someone translates it as my father, that's not a proper translation. It's all my father injected with, you know, a million cc of love. Oh my dear beloved father. In our language we might say Abajan, Abaji. You know, with a lot of respect, Ya Abati, oh my dear father. إني قد يا أبتي لا يا أبتي لما تعبد ما لا يسمع ولا يبصر ولا يغني عنك شيئا. So Ibrahim alayhi salam addresses his father in four verses. The first verse he does nafi. The second verse he does ithbat. The third verse he warns him of the traps of shaitan, and the fourth verse he warns him of the outcome if his father continues to follow shaitan. These are the four major lessons. Nafi, the first verse, he tells him what not to do. Ya abati, lima ta'budu ma la yasma'u wa la yubsiru wa la yughni 'anka shay'an. Then why do you continue to worship these idols that don't hear, they don't see, and they are of no avail to you? They don't benefit you at all. He presents three arguments. They can't hear, they can't see, they don't benefit you at all. If you are going to worship someone, it should be someone who has kamal filosof, someone who's complete in all of his attributes and characteristics, not these idols made of stone that are naqis, they're incomplete, they're deficient. So he starts off by saying, لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. Now he calls him towards something. But as a son, he has to make it clear to his father, I'm not just calling you to something because I feel like it. What I'm calling you towards is based on knowledge. يَا أَبَتِي إِنِّي قَدَ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكَ. That God has given me knowledge which you don't have. And sometimes a junior can even surpass a senior. This actually happens very frequently. That there's someone who has less knowledge, is of less age, But at a very young point in their life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them and they take off in a way where they surpass their peers by light years. Every person in this gathering probably knows of a story like this. That someone that you saw who was behind, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened their heart and gave them. And in a very short life, they were able to accomplish something that people can't accomplish in decades. A prominent example of this is a man who we all know of, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala. He lived a very short life, by the way. Many people in this room are older than Imam Nawawi ever lived in his life. He was a very young man, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took such khidmat from him. Ibrahim alayhi salam is younger and he says to his father, "My father, you're going to have to trust me on this. Allah has given me knowledge which you don't have. Fattabi'ani, so follow me." That's the message of every prophet. Follow me. Ahdika siratan sawiya, I will take you to a level path, to an equal path, to a straight path. Ya abati la ta'bud ash-shaytan, oh my father, don't worship shaytan. Now someone can argue that Ibrahim alayhi salam's father worshipped idols. Where did shaytan come into the picture? So the ulama, they explain, because worshipping idols is an inspiration from shaytan. When someone does something that takes him to the fire of hell, you know for sure that shaytan had some influence there. Inna shaytana kana lirrahmani asiyya. Shaytan was disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lirrahman, to the merciful one. And then he warns his father that if you don't take heed of what I'm saying, ya abati, inni akhafu an yamassaka adabun min arrahman. فَتَكُونَ لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَلِيَّ. That I fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you. And then you will become a friend of shaytan. Ibrahim alayhi salam presents this piece to his father. And if you can really understand the magnitude of what he's saying and how serious these people took their idol worshipping, his father was enraged. And he responds. The Quran tells us what he said. قَالَ, his father said, أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ An alihati ya Ibrahim, O Ibrahim, are you averse to our lords? Are you turning away? Are you rejecting my lord? La illam tantahi, if you don't stop immediately, la arjumannaka, I will cast you with stones. Wahajurni maliya, get away from me. He shuts his son out. Ibrahim alayhi salam, as a son, has to remember, your job isn't to convince everyone. Your job is to be respectful, stand your ground, and speak your truth. Does Ibrahim alayhi salam continue to badger him and bully him and argue and debate and fight? No. He stops by saying, قَالَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ, peace be with you. Now either this is a greeting to him, or the more likely opinion by the Mufassirun is that it's his way of telling his father, you will receive no harm from me. You've threatened to harm me, you've threatened to stone me, but I won't threaten you back. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ, peace be with you. سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي, I will repent to my Lord on your behalf. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِحَفِيَّ, he has been very gracious to me. Ibrahim alayhi salam's story of how he interacts with his father is a lesson for us all. Don't cower to speak the truth no matter who you stand in front of. And as a parent, if you see your child speaking the truth and at some point you realize you are wrong, go and pat them on the back and thank Allah for giving them the courage to speak the truth. This is not something to be shameful of, it's something to carry much pride in. I say this to my kids at home all the time actually. That if you ever see your father doing something wrong, I want you to come and tell me. Have the courage to come and tell me to my face that I did something wrong. My only request is, have adab. Be respectful. Use a good tone. Make sure you look properly. Look to the ground when you talk to your father. You know, if it's a moment of tension, be respectful. But otherwise, you correcting me, there's nothing that'll be more proud for me as a father that my son had the courage to come and speak to me. Maybe he's ready one day to go and face the world as well. You stand your truth, but while you're speaking your truth, that doesn't mean you get a pass to be a jerk, to be disrespectful, to berate someone, to belittle someone. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was respectful there. In return, the opposition may be rough with you, but even then, salamun alayk. You continue to hold the prophetic motto. These conversations usually don't go so well. Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us the best way to have a tough conversation, even if it's with someone who you respect and love very dearly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to speak our truths, to be respectful, to be loving, and may He guide us all to the straight path. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.